This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. How can you understand something you've never been exposed to? In my line of work, I encounter people on an almost daily basis who say they've never heard of civil government school system abolition. I believe them. I believe even those Christians who say they've never heard of abolition. For almost 150 years, you have been taught to assume the validity of a civil government school system. The discussions about civil government schools assume the validity of such system. The questions are always, what should be our teacher-to-pupil ratio? How much should we spend on each child? Shouldn't our teachers be paid more? What kinds of meals should be served? What should be the curriculum? The questions are never, is it proper that I pay property taxes for a civil government school system, even though I have no kids? Should the civil government even be feeding our children? Isn't it true that when we are taxed for education, we have less to spend on education ourselves? Or, most importantly, should there even be a civil government school system in the first place? Does the civil government have the God-given right to use force and coercion to advance thought? Even the church you go to, I wager, has never proposed the latter set of inquiries. Instead, what preachers do is assume the humanistic proposition that it is perfectly acceptable to use force and coercion to advance thought. They even think Christians have the right to use force and coercion to force Christianity on others. But how can you consider abolition if you've never been exposed to the truth? Here and now, and after this brief, please consider it. Consider how the civil government has no right to operate a school system. Once you understand why, go tell others, including your family, friends, local superintendent, and preacher. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.